Hey, call this chart review dated for today, dated for yesterday, 1/10. Physician involved is Dr. Hammeke, H-A-M-M-E-K-E, Margarita, M-A-R-G-A-R-I-T-A. Patient's name is Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, Duffy, D-U-F-F-E-E. Date of birth is 12/22/52. Chart number is 93567. This is a 70-year-old gentleman who presented to the emergency room at on or about 10 a.m. on 10/15/23 with chief complaint of laceration to the tip of the right index finger. He stated that I cut the tip of my finger off with a rotary saw about 35 minutes ago prior to arrival, period. Patient has no history of diabetes. He has had a history of gallbladder surgery and tonsillectomy and no hypertension or other issues reported, period. He doesn't smoke and he doesn't drink alcohol, period. Patient was seen by Dr. Hammeke on or about shortly after admission, who ordered Tylenol number 3, but patient refused Tylenol number 3. Dr. Hammeke ordered Rocephin a gram with lidocaine. She states at 10:45 that patient was seen in room 1 and that there was a half, the index finger showed soft tissue damage to the tip and half the nail was intact at the base. Subsequently, patient was sent home. Patient's wound was dressed and was sent home with Keflex with a diagnosis of left index finger avulsion laceration. Patient's blood pressure initially was elevated, but at the time of discharge is 186 and remained slightly elevated during the hospitalization. At the time of discharge, was 168/82. Period. There is a note from a nurse at 10, indicating that at 11:15. Indicating that she confirmed with the MD that she did not want an x-ray, that the MD did not want an x-ray, and it was confirmed that the physician thought there was no bony damage, so no x-ray was necessary, period. Fast forward to today, I spoke to the patient's daughter, the paragraph, who states that dad is doing fine. His finger has healed nicely. There has been no protrusion of any bony fragments, no infection. He did not require any visit by any other physician, and except for scar tissue, there's no other abnormality present, and he's back to work and doing fine. Period. Patient was given tetanus shot in the emergency room, and wound dressing was applied prior to discharge. This concludes the review of Mr. Duffy's chart. Thank you.